Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.
Now, yesterday we spoke to Stephanie Roach, and Stephanie, you know, is in the final three for Goal of the Year. It's a FIFA competition, and she needs your votes. You can go on to FIFA.com and go in and vote for her there. We were just sitting around talking about Stephanie and her success, and Will was saying that the BBC News did a full item on it last night, and we'll get to that in a moment. And then Will says, has anybody spoken to the poor goalkeeper? And we said, no. Well, we better talk to the goalkeeper. Mary Rose Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Not too bad. You sound very serious there, Mary Rose.
Yeah, I sure look.
So you were the goalkeeper for Wexford Utes on the day that Stephanie scored the goal.
No, I was indeed, yeah. And sure, look, what can you say about it, you know? I suppose in your days you'd be beaten by a lot of goals, but there wouldn't be many to top the sublime finish that she put on that day.
Yeah. And did you realise straight away that this was something special?
I think you did the minute you saw it. Like, I think when anyone kind of saw it back, you know, it got so many hits on YouTube, it was a talking point, you know. I suppose when she took the first two touches, I was kind of, what's she going to do here? I was never expecting her to turn around and slot, you take a shot at it, you know, and it was really special, you know, definitely.
Yeah, but of course, Mary Rose, for everyone who sees the goal on YouTube, they also see you.
Well, you see, I was hoping that the grainy video, you know, it's not in high definition like the 16 angles on some of the other ones, that I might be able to stay a bit anonymous, but no such luck.
Yeah, we've Conor Pope, we're going to be talking to him, and he was saying, imagine if Mary Rose saved the goal.
There'd be nothing about
it. Yeah, because she was so far out, and she had her back to you, didn't she? When you know, when she got the ball.
Yeah,
first.
She took the ball from across from the line, and like she had her back. She had a defender on her and her back to the line, you know, and still managed to get it over the defender's head and turn, and like before the ball even hit the ground, take a shot, top corner of the net. What can you say about it, you know?
Well, let's listen to the former Celtic player John Hartson, and he was on BBC News last night, and here are his comments about the goal.
But this is my favourite, Stephanie Roach. Both feet, right foot, left foot, over a shoulder. And for me, that's my favourite, a magnificent strike. When it comes into her, it's totally instinctive. The right foot, that's a brilliant touch, over the head. And that is just such a difficult skill to do. To volley a ball that's coming over your head, that's so wide. And she just, the technique is just unbelievable. You know, if Wayne Rooney or Ronaldo did something, you'd be talking about it for years and years and years, and that for me is the better out of them three goals. The fact that it's just so instinctive, and the technique and the contact is amazing, and what a brilliant goal.
There you go. High praise indeed from John Hartson, isn't it?
And deservedly so, you know. I think he nailed it on the head there. You know, if a Premier League or a world, that was a World Cup goal, you know, it would be winning hands down in this competition. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's great that she's getting. Pardon?
You've seen the other two goals, haven't you?
I have indeed, yeah.
Yeah, like James Rodriguez, his goal, he just takes it with his chest. So it's one touch and then the volley. So
yeah.
Stephanie beats him on that. She had two touches before the volley. And then Robin van Persie, do you reckon that was a speculative header, or did he know what he was doing or what?
I'd say he knew what he was going for, but is it on the, you know, the spectacular side? I'm not so sure as much, you know. But
so I suppose I have to ask you then, Mary Rose Kelly, beaten by Stephanie Roach's goal, have you voted for her? Will you be voting for her?
Oh, of course, sure. You'd have to. You know, anything. She's after raising the profile of the Women's National League so much with this goal. You know, she's after furthering her career so much as well, like playing over in France now. I think everyone should be getting out and voting and really trying to get her what she deserves, which would be to win this.
Right. Well, thanks for taking our call this morning, Mary Rose. Mary Rose Kelly, thank you very much.
Thank you,
Mary
Rose.
Who plays for Wexford Utes. We'll take a quick commercial break from Carrigan Shannon.
The Best in Ireland Awards, all this week on The Ray Darcy Show.
Today FM and Bord Gáis Energy, rewarding, helpful people.